you know, you wrote the song The Bridge about racial reconciliation. And I obviously, I think the whole world has been watching what unfolded, particularly since George Floyd's death. I mean, that was a real milestone moment. But we have our own journey here in Australia. And I don't know how much you know about the history of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, the people who are native to this land, but it's full of heartbreak and, you know, near genocide. And we're still reaping the brokenness from that today and still finding a way forward. And so I would love to hear about your personal journey, because I think we've all been, I think racial reconciliation is something that we can't hide from today. It's and I think that's a good thing to get it on the table. But what's your journey been, and maybe some of the things that have changed for you in the last 12 months and how Bridge tells that story?
Oh, I love how you're connecting it with what's happening in Australia too, because it's everywhere. It is definitely been highlighted. I think in an important way and the US and the United States. But so when COVID happened, I think one of the beautiful things, did you know that one of the most Googled searches right after restrictions happened, at least in the US, but I think it was happening like globally, was, are the birds louder?
Really?
I think that there was just so much noise that all of the sudden, with a little bit less traffic and a little bit less busyness, we could listen in a way and see things in a way. It was harder to look away from some, from stories like true. George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery. Yeah. And so I think that was very much the case for me. I have been aware of racism, aware of our history and our country, but not in a really tuned in, focused in way. And so when all of that happened, I started reading this book by Latasha Morrison called Be the Bridge. She is an African-American woman in Atlanta, Georgia, who has been called to this bridge building work, who loves Jesus. And I started to wake up, and it was so hard. It was so hard, because what I started doing is intentionally listening to people, to my brothers and sisters in Christ who have had an entirely different experience. And I was somewhat aware of that, but honestly, so, so unaware, because it's not my experience. Right. I have not, because of white privilege here is a thing in America. And so I started, as I started intentionally listening, my heart started to break, because I knew in my head and I didn't necessarily know in my heart. And I honestly didn't know the extent to which today, even today, it's like we've come so far, but there is still so far to go. And so as I started listening intentionally, my heart started to break, and we moved through this process. We started, my friend, Zandi and I, she's in an amazing band called The New Respects. And, I've known her for a long time. We both kind of feel like toddlers in talking about this, because it's hard. It's really hard to talk about. It's heavy. It's broken. It feels so big sometimes that there doesn't feel like a lot that we can do. You feel like helpless sometimes in the wake of some of the hatred that still is here. And then the systemic stuff that's still here. And so it has been so, but what has happened? We started a small group of diverse women, read through this book together. And all I can say, Rebecca, is that the conversations that we've been having, as we've learned to A, deal with the truth and speak truthfully about where we are, which is still really broken, still really far from where I hope that we'll be one day. But as we've faced the truth and spoken in the truth and then repent, like really lamented and grieved together, I think I've wept more this year than any year of my life. And then we've repented together. And then we've started this work of reconciliation, and it's just been conversations. That's all. But all I can say is it feels like the kingdom coming. because it's really, I'm like, oh, this just feels so small. It's so big, everything that needs to be fixed. Yeah. But what I've seen happen is as I've planted these small seeds of truth, seeds of repentance, and then seeds of reconciliation, what I have seen change, drastic changes happening within my heart, a drastic awakening, a drastic shift on not just listening to African-American stories, but same thing, like people in Australia, my eyes have been open to so many people who are suffering. I think of the work of IJM, 40 million people who are still enslaved today. And so my heart has expanded in this work. And what's happened is I feel like I am being called into this work of racial reconciliation, as we all are. And the gospel has gotten wider, higher, longer, deeper, more colorful, more wonderful, more powerful than I ever knew possible. And it has been hard. I have felt like a toddler baby. I'm like leading this group and I have no clue what I'm doing. I'm making mistakes and repenting all of the time. And yet it has been some of the most beautiful work. And I feel like I feel like my understanding of what the gospel is, it used to be a raindrop, this beautiful raindrop. And what God is saying is, no, it's not just a raindrop. It is the ocean. It is the ocean. And so I am so grateful for the expansion that's happened in my heart, in my mind, and my soul. As I've leaned into this really hard work, there has been so much beauty that has happened. And I don't want to ever say to anybody, oh, it's great. It's just beautiful. No, it's really hard. But I think I feel like I understand the gospel in a more powerful, more beautiful way. Wow. And I wouldn't trade it for anything in the entire world. And I will spend the rest of my life inviting other people into this good work because it's what we were made for. Yeah. I think of Isaiah 61, you will be a planting of the Lord, oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor, and you will rebuild the ancient ruins. And that's beautiful work that we get to be a part of.
I love that so much.